This is Nick Geyer, the Blues Pundit, wishing Tom Payne a happy 234th birthday on January 29th. In 1975, America was preparing to celebrate its bicentennial, and I wanted to write something special for the occasion. Given my training in theology, I decided I would research the religious views of our founding thinkers. Thomas Paine did more for the success of the American Revolution than any other thinker. As Lafayette once said, "Free America without Thomas Paine is unthinkable." Practically every literate American read Paine's Common Sense. A later book, Age of Reason, being an investigation of true and fabulous theology, was also widely read. But this time Americans, in an incredible display of religious intolerance, turned against the man they once celebrated. Paine quickly realized that, contrary to his prediction, the revolution for complete religious liberty and freedom of thought had not followed upon the heels of the political revolution. Paine's reputation did not improve as Americans who knew Age of Reason look back in retrospect. Theodore Roosevelt called Paine a dirty little atheist and also declared that there are infidels and infidels, but Paine belonged to the variety that apparently esteems a bladder of dirty water as the proper weapon with which to assail Christianity. If one reads Age of Reason, one must agree that Paine's criticism of Christianity is not a model of diplomatic scholarship. The tone of the book is aptly portrayed in this statement concerning the virgin birth: "Jesus Christ, begotten, they say, by a ghost, whom they call holy, on the body of a woman engaged in marriage, a theory which, speaking for myself, is as fabulous as false, as true God is true." Behind irreverent rhetoric like the above, there are some interesting, and for some who read it, compelling points. Paine makes it clear that he's not an atheist. In fact, he claims that his book is designed to counter the effects of atheism. In his opinion, Christianity is founded on such poor arguments that it, rather than subduing atheism, unwittingly promotes its spread in the world. The first axiom of Paine's theology is that there is a God and his creation and no more. What he meant by this "no more" is that no more idolatry of the Bible as the Word of God, no more deification of Jesus, the man and moral teacher, no miracles, no angels, no hell, no original sin, and no Trinity. Perhaps the most interesting points that Paine makes are the objections he raises against the concept of revelation. Orthodox Christians take the entire Bible as pure revelation, a direct and immediate message from God. Paine observes, however, that most of the Bible is straightforward historical fact or fancy that is not of this character at all. For Paine, true revelation is nature itself. Human language cannot serve as God's medium. It is too fragile and inadequate. Nature, however, is an ever-existing original which every man can read. It cannot be forged, it cannot be counterfeited, it cannot be lost, it cannot be altered, and it cannot be suppressed. Such was the new gospel of the great patriot Thomas Paine. But because of this new gospel, Paine was vilified by a people whom he had helped to become free. Religious liberals such as John Adams rejected him. The sponsor for his return to America, Thomas Jefferson, who agreed with his religious views, shunned him out of political expediency, and his own Quakers refused to bury him. Tom Paine, the voice of the American Revolution, deserved much, much better. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.